USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Powerful storms and life-threatening flash floods are endangering people along the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas all week. The Weather Service also issuing a flash flood emergency in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where some reported up to a foot of rain Monday. Houses and streets are flooded and cars are stranded as rainfall totals are expected to reach the threshold for a 100-year event. President Biden back in our nation's capital after visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan on Tuesday. Biden saying the U.S. will set a new pace for electric vehicles.
That means reversing the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards.
Biden also pitching his spending plans. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
More retailers continuing to follow the science and say bye-bye to the masks.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday said he opposes a bipartisan agreement that was announced last week to create an independent commission with subpoena power to investigate the January 6th Capitol breach. McCarthy saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not negotiating in good faith and trying to politicize the commission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A South Carolina bus driver who kept his calm when an Army trainee carrying a rifle hijacked his bus said the elementary students were the real heroes of the situation. The incident happening earlier this month when Ken Corbin was driving his normal bus route when Giovanni Colazzo ran onto the bus and pointed a rifle at Corbin. Corbin tells ABC's Good Morning America how the children played a role in the hijacker getting off the bus.
As we were traveling, I guess he realized there were several students, you know, at the rear of the bus and kind of scattered throughout the bus, and he decided to move all the students up front. So he got, I guess, to keep us all in close proximity. And when he did that, especially some of my kindergartens, they started asking him questions as to asking, was he a soldier? And he answered, well, it seemed like he hesitantly answered, but he said, yes, I'm a soldier. And then they wanted to know why. They asked him, why are you doing this? And he never did have an answer for that one. Then they asked, was he going to hurt them? He said no. And then they asked, was they going to hurt our bus driver? And he said no. All I'm going to do is take y'all and just put you off the bus. And from that point, it seemed like he sensed more questions coming. And it seemed like, I guess, something clicked on his mind and said, enough already. And
for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.